Our complacency, our indifference, our silence is allowing this to happen. And a country that mistreats its own citizens, Black American citizens, is a unhealthy species, an unhealthy country.
Shout out to everything that's going on right now. All the racial injustices.
Right here, man.
We heard this, we figured we'd give this one a look.
And then May 31st, Mike Czar.
I've been in out the system since I was 13 years old, nigga, for that dumbass racial shit. There'd never be justice.
Another black guy seeing them as a threat. The way they televise us is a mess. Jail so overpopulated, giving us plastic boats as a bet. We don't even come home and get our lawyer and get what's legally our bread. They got us trapped in the head, you and your mama basement. But you bought Gucci jackets, Ferragamo thread. Your daughter barely got a bed, smoked a re-up up instead. Caught a petty case, now you working for the feds. Damn.
Yeah, man. Listen, man, that's that May. I mean, that song of the week, that May 31st, man. Mike Czar, man. But right now, you're tuned into $1 million worth of game.
Hold, let me take it from this, right? I go by the name. He go by the name of Wallow267. I'm the big homie. And this is the big hoagie.
Ain't nothing big about you.
Big hoagie. Big hoagie. She got the hoagie split in the middle. She came
He's
with the
talking about my closure. Shout out to the carry pack.
Shout out to your
and
closure.
And Demi.
And we got to get, and listen, before we get into this, we will be giving out her number on this episode because she's looking for somebody. She's looking for a new bad boy.
Don't hold your breath.
A bedroom. I'm talking about a backboard breaker.
She's
a bedroom. I'm talking about a mattress king that just break mattresses. She's looking for somebody new. She's back on the scene.
All you poor niggas in my DM because I said broke niggas have good dick. I didn't say I wanted any.
She's looking for a mattress spring breaker.
No thanks, Bernard.
This episode of $1 million Worth of Game is brought to you by and presented, first of all, it's presented by Barstool Sports. But it's something special to me. When, you know, shout out to the sponsors, man. Manscaped.com. One thing about Manscaped, one thing that I love, it keep me smooth, it keep me fresh. You know what I mean? You got to take care of that area down there. You got to make sure you clean all that junk that be down there. You clean it up. You know, you got to make it presentable. You know, it's just like when you're going out on a date or you're going somewhere, you're smelling good, you're looking good. So you got to make sure that area down there is cleaned up. And one thing about the lawnmower, I love the lawnmower. You know why? It got the LED lights, and you can see when you're cleaning your stuff up and all that stuff. You're shaving down there. It don't nip. Because I remember back in the day when I used to shave, I'd be in the shower singing and all that. And I cut myself. Luckily, when I cut myself, the blood would be able to run down into the zooey holes or whatever. What's that in the shower with a thing? You know how you cut? Ah! You nip yourself. And then when you grow back, it'd be like hair bumps sometimes. And you got, no, I'm just being straight up about it. I'm just saying that's why Manscaped changed my life.
What you mean? To the tub, Fawcett? You said the sewer hole.
I mean the hole right there. You know the hole right there. Because they used to be nick me. The razors, they used to nick me. You probably had a
Dr. J African Bambada bush when you got the fuck out of jail, huh?
Nah, but that's another story. You asking too much information. You're trying to get too personal.
That's why you had to get the Manscaped.
Listen, I got Manscaped and it changed my life.
He
man,
bought me one, huh? Cause you
one thing about the Manscaped is this. Listen. What I need you to do is, for limited time, right? Subscribers get a free gift, right? I mean, I'm talking about, listen, you get a free gift. The shared travel bag, right? It's valued at $39, but you'll get it for free, man. And for all females listening, you'll appreciate this part. Manscaped. You know what I mean? Products are, listen, cruelty-free, right? They're cruelty-free, right? and a vegan. But the thing about this, they got all type of products for your whole hookup and all that. That's another story. But I will say this, Manscaped really changed my life. And if you want to get down with Manscaped and you want to do something for your man in your life, ladies, if you're listening, I will advise you get a Manscaped, that lawnmower. Lawnmower will change their life and it'll change your life when you're down there doing whatever you're doing. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something. But that's another story. What I need you to do to get 20% off, I need you to go to manscaped.com. And I want you to code, the code is million, not millions, million. And you'll get 20% off and free shipping with the code million. Mm. I'm talking about that's free shipping and 20% off, manscaped.com, code million. And it's just like that.
Let's talk about reparation.
Oh, you know what's funny? That's my thing, man. Shout out to Bob Johnson, man. Who started PET. One of the first black billionaires out here. Yeah, BET, Bob Johnson.
BET.
I mean, that's the dude, you know, and what's so great about it, I got a chance to meet Bob. I had a couple words with him. I was on the elevator with him. I was staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago, All-Star Weekend. He came on the elevator. I was starstruck. I couldn't believe it. You know, BJ was on there, Bob Johnson. And we got to talking, and it was deep. But that's another story. But he's asking for reparation. And I'm talking about, we're talking about $14 trillion. We're talking about giving $350,000 plus, you know what I mean, to the 42 million African-American eligible descendants of slaves.
Long overdue.
And what I'm going to say is about this. If this thing jump off, some shit going to jump off. And I'm saying that to say this. Black folks, $350,000 just came to you. What you doing with it? You know what I mean? Like, I think the turn up. Do you think shit gonna go down? Is crime gonna go down? Like, what you think?
Yeah, I think crime gonna go down because niggas ain't gonna be broke, and the niggas and the car dealerships is going to shit.
Car dealerships. Clean it out. What are you doing? What did you? If you got 350, what are you doing? Some real shit. If they get you 350, you got to check that hit. Wham! What you doing?
350 right now. Don't lie. All right, I'm gonna answer this. You mind? In case of Black and Miles, that's first. All right, what's after that?
Well, being that they're long over fucking due, okay, and we deserve it, I'm going to fuck off a lot of it. Let's just be
honest. You mean, fuck off? What's that? What's that going on?
Plastic surgery, jewelry, shit. I don't know. I might walk in this bitch with a fur on, just new titties with the fur, just boom.
I want y'all to be proud of me. You ain't getting no businesses?
Of course I am. I'm just being honest.
What type of businesses you get?
I want to invest, so I want to flip my money, right? And then once I flip it, I want to give a lot back. Like, I want to put some affordable housing in Philadelphia. So you're saying you get
$350K first?
You're doing a whole lot with $350K in the first.
And a couple pounds allowed.
Couple pounds allowed. Hold the fuck up.
I would love to have my own strain. Wouldn't that be cool, me on there?
You got 350. Like, you're doing a whole lot.
Yeah, you got 350. You could open up all types of businesses. You could get real estate. And all you thinking about is buying an ass, titties, some titties, a fur, and a couple pounds of lounge.
Listen, fellas, this is old to me. Okay? My grandmom could have been a wet nurse. Google that. We had a rough fucking ride. And everybody got their reparations but us. They paid the Japanese. They paid the Jews. Where's our fucking money? This is a great topic. I'm going to fuck off a lot of it. I'm going to invest some of it. And I'm definitely putting some in our communities. I think we should all make like a silent
gonna,
black people like agreement
out of 350,
to put some back in our own communities.
I'm just trying to figure out what you put into the community with 350.
Well, I mean, I would like to do some type of thing with affordable housing because it got all those abandoned homes, like especially places like Baltimore, Philadelphia, abandoned homes everywhere. We can put some work into them homes, get some affordable housing for some mothers or maybe some drug addicted people that are sober now. And I also would like to start a school similar to LeBron. Shout out to LeBron. I thought that was really admirable what he did. He built the whole school for people.
I think a lot of pussy going to get bought. Top five things going to get bought. They dropped that 350. But
how you
going
to buy some
cars?
How you going to buy some pussy? And everybody got money now. So it's like, I don't think you going to have to buy none.
Pussy going to be for sale, baby.
Pussy always for sale.
It's
fuckers
pussy
you talk
for
about.
Sale, baby.
Niggas is going to be spending outrageous numbers. Bitch, I got 20,000.
All right, what's the most you think a dude, like the average dude out of 10 dudes, what's the most that they going to spend? Like, what's the budget they going to have on pussy?
Oh, no. If a nigga get 350,
how much they spending?
A nigga got 100,000 for some pussy.
For sure.
And I'm here for it.
That's too much.
Don't let people shame you and they're not tricking.
Let me just tell you something. It's not It's not $100,000. He just paying for the pussy. He gonna lease the bitch. Yeah. He got money, so he buying the bitch the biggest Birkin bag
and titties.
It don't matter. That's that. Listen, that's what even make you. That's what make a nigga know he ain't got to spend no money on a broke bitch.
Right.
Bitch, you busted and disgusted. Why would the fuck make me the special nigga that got to spend money on you, bitch? But when he know a chick already up, okay. Prime example. When you go. Get April a birthday gift, you ain't getting no cheap shit.
You can't.
I ain't gonna front. I did go down Lehigh Ave and
the fuck out of here.
You remember where I got Tootie them fake, in that plastic.
The fake Chanel bags. You remember I bought Tootie for her birthday?
Yeah.
I actually slid one of them in her closet one time. Yeah. I slid it between the other joint and said, baby, you got a gift up there. She's like, oh my God. She's like, nigga, you better stop. But I forgot a little of the plastic was in the... Because, you know, the fake bags, the plastic could be in the wrong spot. I don't know because I never bought no real bags.
Right for April.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you bought a real bag, nigga.
Oh, yeah, I bought a real... I'm talking about before...
Oh.
You know what I mean? But I definitely... He was on Rodale Drive with me.
And the nigga was in there.
Flex.
And
big flex.
Was in there.
I like
and
that,
Wallow. Let me tell you what this type of bitch-ass nigga is. They got the bag there. He like, I want to get her name on the bag. Can y'all do that today? They like, fuck no, we can't do that.
Like, what?
He like, no, we
got to. Because I don't buy. I didn't
know. We got to send it out, and then we can ship it to you. He like, so I can't leave with the bag today? Bitch, how you going to leave with the bag if you trying to get a name on it and they just told you? Cuz, what you think I should do?
Yeah, he was in there with me.
That was so sweet, Wallow.
Rodale Drive.
Yeah, he's sweet. Yeah, I mean, definitely sweet.
Yeah, but see, so what's, all right, the top five things that people going to buy with that $350?
Pussy.
Cars is number one.
You think cars? Oh, niggas. You think cars come before pussy?
That's the first. A car is a necessity.
Yeah, you got to get the car to
so
get
so cars is coming first.
Whip.
Pussy's jewelry. High up there.
That got jewelry. Number two?
Balenciagas.
He hates the big Jones.
I hate them big
he
ass
hates
stupid
the sneaks. Big
the niggas is buying Balenciagas and niggas is buying. Niggas gonna try to invest a couple dollars.
5 pounds allowed.
One of the major things that you ain't got on that list.
What?
Is shit dealing with the rap game and studio.
Oh, no. Niggas ain't that smart.
They not gonna invest in themselves.
They come into the studio. They not
investing. They come in to hang with the money and the jewelry.
They come into the studio.
To hang.
Believe that. They gonna come spend it at HDE Luxury Studios.
Yeah, that's where we at right now, man.
That's where we at right now.
If you're in Philadelphia, you need a studio, come through HDE Luxury Studios. Get with my man, a.k.a. Pop Nasty, a.k.a. Birthday Suit Pop. But that's another story.
Vibe unmatched.
Back to what I'm saying is this. I just want to ask one question. You sitting here telling me that nobody is gonna get this money and become a D-boy?
Oh, no.
The D-boy dream.
Yeah.
I want to grab some.
And some niggas going to go down with the kingpin charge. They're going to take all $350. I took all my money and bought work.
Put it all in the street.
I bought work. Niggas going to jail next week.
No bail money.
Damn.
No prelim money.
That's crazy.
It's definitely going to be a bunch of fake-ass D-boys out here. But let's get into our second sponsor, Isotope. Let me tell you about Isotope, right? This app is like...
You would have had that shit back in the day, you'd have been crazy.
Oh, I'd have been.
If you would have had that app
back... If I would have had Isotope back in the day...
What is it?
It's like basically an app that's like a studio that you can do pretty much everything you can do in a studio, you can do on this app right here.
Right.
Like, prime example, right? You can upload a beat from a producer, start layering your vocals in seconds for up to 8 tracks. So you got 8 tracks that you could get busy on, right? In seconds, sound check will set your levels, identify your voice or instrument, and sculpt your tone based to what's detected to sound great in a mix. So basically, this shit is just working for you. Yeah. Like, Isotope is just working for you. They must got preset levels in there that just adjust when you doing things. You feel what I'm saying? You can write lyrics and song notes and inspire projects, so you no longer need to jump to another app for lyrics, throw off your workload while tracking vocals. So you could do everything right here in the app. You ain't gotta. I'm recording vocals, but I gotta switch over to another app to see what I said. And no. Everything is right here. You can send projects to anyone via the cloud to preview the song. Download individual tracks that a producer can use in DAW. Download mix downs or open projects inspired for collaborations. You could share your finished song to SoundCloud. You can make a video with your own cover art for Instagram, Twitter. Isotope is the shit. To all the up and coming people who
you would have killed that shit back in the day. All the mixtapes, you'd have had more output.
Let me just tell you something. Spire is free. There's a free app available on iOS app for the iPhone and iPad, or search for Spire on the App Store, or visit isotope.com/game. That's isotope.com/game. Yeah, I'd have took that shit to a whole different
level. A lot of you niggas.
I'd have took that shit to a whole different level.
Leave that shit.
Hey, hold on,
on
man.
That.
Let me just talk about this before we go any further, man. I see Akon. You know, he's remaking Locked Up.
And that was a classic in jail.
Bullshit.
That was one of our favorite songs in jail, because we finally had a song when I was in prison that spoke up for dudes that was locked up. That and 21 Questions. Facts. That was like the song, like, damn, we feel that. I'm locked. Because you locked up and you listen right. to the song.
21 Questions with 50?
Yeah, that was the shit too, because you asking the chick, like, would she be down? Right. All that stuff. That, so it was like, yeah, you know, you writing it, damn, baby. You know, you right. hear the song.
But my whole thing, right, is how you going to come into the game when I'm locked up? They won't let me out. They probably wouldn't let you out because a nigga told on you.
Mm-hmm.
You, this how you come in the game. How you going backdoor niggas like that, man? Mm. You know what I mean? Niggas in jail love that fucking record, man. You know what I mean? Niggas across the world done been through some pain, done been through some hard times, done been through all types of injustice, and they just love that song, and you going backdoor niggas like that?
Mm.
Nigga, if you going backdoor niggas like that, and I respect Akon, man. I respect everything you did in the music industry, but that's nigga. If you going backdoor niggas like that, at least make the right record, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking, I'm locked up. You in there singing with a nigga. I'm locked up, they won't let me out. No, 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 nigga. Make the right song, nigga. I'm locked up, they gon' let me out. Bitch, they letting you the fuck out. Cause you told on a nigga. The fuck you mean? I'm locked up. They won't let me out. No, they letting you the fuck out. So change the fuck. I'm locked up. They gon' let me out. Cause I'm running my mouth. I'm locked up. They gon' let me out. Oh, cause I'm running my mouth. Real fuck shit. Is wrong with you, man?
How do you think Styles P feel?
Like,
I bet my life to a suitcase full of shit. They can't get Styles P to rap on that motherfucking version. I'm fucking the type of shit you want, Akon.
SP the ghost to Tekashi, nigga.
No, they don't even.
Oh, we can't say the name.
Fuck you.
Like, really?
Fuck you gonna do some shit like that, man?
That's an old Negro felon spiritual.
Do you think the you know, the publisher
ruined?
Like,
you know, the money that somebody gonna get. Super
it don't even matter. He don't need no morals. Money, man. Yeah. All money ain't good money.
All
that nigga
money
don't need no
money.
Man, money. That nigga buying schools and all types of
yeah.
shit in Africa. He done built the whole fucking Africa. He don't need no fucking money. I feel like that's an old nigga missing the light, man.
Yeah.
You know, when these old niggas ain't, they so used to being in the limelight, man. When they don't get that limelight no more, man, they do anything to grasp onto that attention, man.
So you saying big dudes is already up there, they be cloud chasing too?
Look at shit, fucking they some lying. Of them, let me tell you something.
To stay relevant,
let me tell you something.
From the bottom?
Let me tell you something. Most rappers, most entertainers, most of them, they don't really get into the game for the money.
Mm-hmm.
They get in the game because they love this shit. The money just come with it. Now, are they trying to make money? Yes, they is, because a lot of them trying to change their circumstances. But it's the fact that you love this shit is what got you into this shit. You feel what I'm saying? So when you get that, the ultimate high, you hit that stage, you stand there, them bitches going, bitches falling out, niggas looking at you, yeah. You fiend for that high. It's like a cocaine high, man.
You never knew that.
Shit, nigga, fuckers.
You never was that fucking big to know that high.
You bum ass fucking. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I used to come out the house, nigga, and the kids and shit used to chase me down the street, nigga. Just because you was locked up. Just because you was locked up and you ain't see it. Just because you was locked up laying on the lawn with Sean.
You act like you act like
just because you was up there laying on the lawn with Sean.
Baby was a star.
And pimping Ricky Minaj and Beyonce.
Baby was a star.
Wallo,
fuck
Gilly,
wrong with you?
I feel like Gilly can say that, but you didn't have that.
She was one of them bitches chasing me.
See, you ain't nothing but a fucking groupie, Mona.
You was a fucking groupie.
I was a huge major figure.
Right, she was chasing a nigga down the street.
You was a groupie.
He wasn't my favorite figure.
Hey, listen.
He wasn't my favorite figure.
And if you was in jail, you'd be running karaoke night in jail.
He wasn't my favorite.
You'd be fucking running karaoke night. If you was the fucking
jail. Let me
jail,
just tell you something.
You fucking
nut. They told me you was the... First of all, they told me you was king of karaoke, nigga.
No, you'd have been fucking karaoke night in jail.
They told me your biggest hit was, it's raining, man. Hallelujah.
You agree with me that this is about the D-League rapper.
Yeah,
he was a D-League rapper.
The fuck you talking about?
He was the CEO of Major Figures.
I'm not taking up for him.
First of all, let me just say something. Just because you was a 3-time state champion in the talent show, bitch.
I was a 1-time.
Don't be hating on me.
I only won one time. I did blame it on the rain. Millie Vanilli. I did one time, and you lied about when you said it. I did it because you lied. You only did blame it on the rain.
I don't
never see
this. No, I did blame it on the rain.
And you did Whitney Houston, bitch, bodyguard, bitch. Yes, you would, bitch.
Two other times that I won is because nobody.
You're lying ass nigga.
Why the fuck are you in prison going R&B at the talent show? I don't understand.
No, it was
other niggas doing DMX. You picking R&B? I don't
right.
get it.
Because he was singing to niggas. He was all in there. And
I didn't do bodyguard.
Listen, I feel like Gilly is not the one to say that about people that are chasing that clout because you reinvented yourself so many times. You was able to stay. I'm the reinventor. You were able on some real shit, some serious
I'm the reinventor.
Shit. No dicky, because in Philadelphia,
groupie.
I dicky.
Groupie
to
alert.
have a career
a
in the entertainment
alert.
Game and to go away and come back once is big. You did that 3 times.
Mona, I did it four times. Groupie, Mona.
You did it three times.
No, she's just talking what it is.
That's
you wasn't
the truth.
Let me tell you something. No.
Listen,
you wasn't on the
street. Let me say what I'm saying. God damn it.
Let me just tell you something. You wasn't on the streets to get these treats.
I don't even like him.
You was in jail, you know what I mean, giving up the tail.
If you was in jail, you'd be between the sheets.
Hear me out. No dickie involved. In the entertainment game, you know that once niggas go, they gone. So for you to go and then come back and then go and then come back, you like a fucking infection.
I'm a fucking goat.
Groupie alert.
That's just keeping it a bean. And on the flip side, you came back organically through Instagram, $1 million worth of game, something that you've been saying for years. To come back with a person like that on a remix, Akon, you should be ashamed of yourself. Shame on you. You try
shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga.
We're not with it. We're not listening. We're not streaming it. We don't fucking like it. Akon, answer us. Take the nigga off. Take him off.
No, he don't. Just make the right song. I'm locked up. They gon' let me out.
Or that. Because that's the truth. He knew he was getting out. He knew he had a date because he fucking told.
Hold on. Let me just say this, too.
What the fuck?
Let me just say this, too. I think I just seen some shit on Instagram, too, with fucking Nicki, too. I think Nicki.
Watch out, the barbs.
Did what?
Watch out, the
I
barbs.
I think I don't give a fuck about
the barbs.
Tread
lightly, the barbs.
I don't give a fuck about
the
barbs.
Bitches are snipers in this motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about nothing.
He don't care about barbs or carbs. I'm hollering at Ryan.
Fuck is wrong with you, Nicki? I look like I don't know. I just seen a picture with him and Nicki on Nick Graham. I'm like, damn, Nick. So
she said it's for bail reform. It's to get bail, get rid of bail.
Let me tell you, well, you get with fucking Meek Mills to do that.
Okay, bitch.
All right. You don't be getting with no fucking Tekashi for no fucking
bail
reforms.
That was spicy,
you. That ain't you get with fucking Meek Mills to do any type of fucking reforms that got to do with prison.
Real right? shit, though. Like, not wrong. Him, baby.
Don't be,
not
Nick,
him.
Nick, come on, Nick.
And you know you don't need it,
you
bitch.
You know, we got plenty years in, 20 plus.
How long
I'll
you
want to
be at the
you.
Top, bitch? A million years? All right.
Don't fucking do that, Nick.
You're a fucking groupie, man.
Don't do that, right. Wilder.
Let's get into our groupie. Next sponsor.
Groupie alert.
Our next sponsor is ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN basically it hides all of your information.
All the crazy stuff that you be freaky looking at. Shit.
Right. So if you go online and you whatever app you go to, whatever site you go to, whatever, it basically protects all of your information.
Yeah, like Pop, you know what I mean? One thing that Pop, see Pop Tracks like that, John, because like Pop, he like to live, you know, he like to look at workout videos. Like, you know, when dudes are like wear Speedos old up, yeah. You don't want nobody to track girls.
You don't want nobody.
Like, yeah, you was working, you was looking at old right. Men workout. All that dumb shit.
So. He because, you know, Pop, you know, we don't judge. You
want to oil his stuff up and work out in the studio.
You know, Pop is a little spicy. You know, he be pulling up videos, Cheetos and Speedos. You feel what I'm saying? Cheetos and Speedos.
You see this? This how I want to be. I'm going to have my shit like him. See, he holding, he packing.
But ExpressVPN protects Pop from anybody seeing what he's going through on his phone, so his, you know, as soon as I told him about ExpressVPN, he jumped right on it. But it doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon or Comcast, you know what I'm saying, your ISP in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies, so you want to protect it through ExpressVPN. It's an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers, so your ISP can't be seen on any type of sites. It also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryptions available. Most of the time, you know, Pop didn't even realize he had ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and is so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. Right, Pop? See, he's laughing, but he knows I'm telling the truth.
All the bodies.
It's available on all your devices, phones, computers, body even your smart TV. So there's no excuses for you not to be using ExpressVPN. And the truth is, I got ExpressVPN, too.
Yeah, I know what
my
you
wife set it up on all our devices. Kind of threw me off. I'm like, oh,
Measurement.com.
Yeah, first. So,
he be looking at Measurement.com.
Right, Measurement.com. Yeah. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/millions. That's expressvpn.com/millions, and you get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. Let's get into, hey man, George Floyd was laid to rest, man.
Gold casket.
Gold piece, casket.
Beautiful, sir.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. George Floyd being laid to rest in a gold casket, that was a king's send-off.
That was a king's send-off.
Mm-hmm. Like, that shit was like, that was like, I commend. I think, did Floyd pay for that? I think Floyd Mayweather paid for it.
I don't know who paid for it.
We know.
I think I read somewhere that Floyd Mayweather might have paid for the funeral. But if he did, shout out to Floyd Mayweather, man, because you sent the king off like a king. He had a 14 karat gold, one or the other, casket. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, big. He a big guy too, so that's expensive.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna say this. Please keep where Big Brother Floyd is buried.
BBF, rest in peace.
Keep that a secret, because niggas will dig that 24 that 14 karat gold casket the fuck up. I'm telling you, you got
that's
some.
That's definitely a hustle, though.
That's a fucking
it's called
hustle.
A grave
I'm
digger.
Gonna keep it all the way real. Niggas will dig that motherfucker
up.
Take your
pay
watch
for
off your wrist.
Yeah, you gotta shit. Don't watch him. That's a whole 24 karat gold, 14 karat gold casket. Yeah. You gotta let with Big Brother Floyd bury that. We gotta keep that shit a secret, man. Because you got some slimy niggas out here. Niggas be trying to come up. Yeah. They be trying to dig Big Brother Floyd casket to fuck up for 4 days out that motherfucker. Hey, let's get into me and Osworth for game.
I gotta go on.
So this guy says, this is a bad time when all this shit's going on, but big homie, I got problem. I'm just finding out my girlfriend of 2 years been catching bodies left and right.
Damn.
What?
And just now telling me she's proud of letting random dudes fuck raw just for smoking her out. And she got an OnlyFans page selling pussy. Now my question is, should I put her shit on blast or just let that shit be? I know with everything going on, this is bad timing, but it hurts my heart more than anything.
Your heart?
His picture on his page?
No, he do got
He is tender.
He said, it hurts my heart more than anything. Not to mention she had two abortions the whole time she was with me by two randoms. And the first one I was thinking was mine's, had talks with my mom's and grandmom's about being a father. Then this bitch flaunts that I wasn't the father. Should I put her on blast or just let shit be?
Is he fucking serious?
Yeah, he's dead serious.
Put her on blast for what? Put her on blast to who?
Go ahead, you answer this one then.
You're a fucking sucker. The fuck?
What else? What else?
That's it. Look in the mirror and point and say, I'm a fucking sucker.
Because she wanted to be a lady of the night.
Because she's telling you that she takes dicks raw when you're at fucking Home Depot doing a double. Get rid of her. Simple. On blast for what? But that's the problem with you young motherfuckers. You want to put everything
how
on
you
Twitter.
Know young?
That ain't nobody over 25.
But what I'm saying
90
is...
90 babies.
What I'm saying is, it's hard to take losses like that, though.
You already taken a loss. She's giving you kitty
okay,
cat
okay,
away.
Okay, okay, cool. Okay, what if you got a nigga, right? He just an all-around good dude. He go to work. He ain't with none of the bullshit. Don't even look at other bitches like that. Looking out for a bitch. I'm talking, he there for a bitch, and then the bitch just do shit like this. He's hurt, Damona.
How the fuck is he hurt when she tells, she's honest enough to say shit like, that wasn't even your baby, nigga.
Okay. So,
she's honest.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So if April sitting there and she said, yeah, I fucked my ex nigga yesterday. Yeah, I fucked him raw, too. Yeah, I bumped into him when I was in Baltimore.
I don't even know how I go that far. I wouldn't even go that far.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, you're not going to be hurt.
Yeah, anybody be hurt. That's human shit.
It's your fault. It's your fault. The reason what, you know what this whole thing is, everybody? Women. This nigga puts pressure on him. That man is fine with having a hoe. He happy. This motherfucker talk about hoes and shit. And if you can fuck my bitch, you can keep her. You roll up with the tit tub, you fucking my bitch. Now he putting pressure on these soft ass niggas. That's okay with fucking
hoes. I'm not putting pressure. I'm just telling niggas my story. And I'm just showing niggas how a real G out here performs.
You quote unquote.
Fuck is wrong with you.
You influencing these motherfuckers.
No, I am supposed to influence these niggas.
Keep paying them bills. She's a whore. You like it. She
nasty. I'm influencing these niggas that have some nuts.
She nasty at night, ain't she? He gonna be nasty at night. Don't listen to this motherfucker.
I'm influencing niggas that have some nuts.
Listen.
Stop being a whole hoe out here, man.
This man gonna give you advice and go home to his beautiful wife and family. That bitch nasty. She lick you places don't nobody know. You happy. Delete your social medias and date that whore in peace.
I mean, listen.
Ain't
let me
nothing
tell you
like
something.
A hoe at home.
Let me tell you something. No, every man wanna... See, that's the problem. She's not a hoe at home. She's a hoe on the road. Every man want a hoe in his bedroom and a lady in public. This bitch is just an ultra whore everywhere.
But out of 100%, as y'all use the word whore, you know what I mean? I don't believe in that word. That's another thing. As y'all
you
use
mean?
That word.
Well, listen, I was a feminist. I love it.
Listen, as you.
Well, Wallow's a nut ass nigga. Fuck up. Wallow was a whore.
That's
in
a
prison.
Stop saying that shit, man. You got young boys be asking me.
Wallow, what you was doing in Detroit?
They be big dog. I'm in the corner store.
They want to know.
What's up with Ricky? The fuck is you asking me that, young boy? I'm getting
some of your story. I'm playing guilty for this whole
thing.
But
I'm going to say this. Let me ask you a question. Out of 100%, right? If it's 100 dudes, right? How many dudes? Because you know they say the whores get married like.
Yes.
How many dudes will marry a whore?
78 of them. This nigga gonna say
65.
I knew it's got to be close to mine. Price is right. This
because
nigga.
65% of the niggas would have. 65% of the niggas don't. Let me tell you something. They don't do the investigation to find out
the
if a bitch is a whore or not.
They don't
care. Let me tell you something. You got niggas out here that they see a pretty face and they just think that,
that's my wife.
Okay, they'll see a girl who's not as pretty and they'll be a whole different. They're aggressive. Yeah, what's up? Stop playing, but. They see a girl that's pretty and they be, the nigga give his real name up. What's your name? Jamal. My name's Jamal. Damn, dog. I thought you was Izzy, nigga.
Izzy Two Guns.
You Izzy out here. Izzy Two Guns. A bitch so bad, you give a bitch your real name, Jamal.
And another thing, Harris. Stop giving your name nicknames. Stop giving your name these crazy ass catch a case nicknames and you ain't about that shit. And even if you about that shit, why is you telling on yourself?
Facts.
My name
I agree.
Shoot you three times if you say something.
Yes.
Why would that be your name if you really shoot somebody three times if they say something?
My name, Mr.
I don't
Hit
understand
shit.
This shit. Stop giving your name all these criminating fucking names. You giving yourself a name. Yeah, they call me hitting in the glove, two guns in the glove department.
I'm the shooter. I'm the shooter.
Drugs under my seat. That's dudes be having crime names.
It's true. I know.
Like,
it's
stop
true.
That dumb shit.
I know.
Yes.
Keep having crime names and shit.
I know, but baby 45.
And you really got a baby 45.
Really got the baby 45.
In all his videos, he got a little ass 45. He like this.
Reggie Pusher.
Can we please get to the bottom of that? Why do y'all record yourselves with illegal weapons and illegal drugs? Why? That's for you to answer below. And we'll talk about it next week, you fucking idiots.
But niggas love whores, man.
For sure. I'm thinking about becoming a whore for that.
And let me just tell you something. Just like women, they love ain't shit niggas.
I read a
not
book
true.
In jail.
It is. Let me tell you something. Women, a woman, get with a nigga, and she know the nigga ain't shit. She know the nigga got a gang of bitches. Let's keep it real. Because if it wasn't like that, then women would be like, nah, I don't like him. He got too
he
many
got
bitches.
He ain't got nothing going on.
He got too many bitches. No, the women don't say that. No, they be like, he get all the bitches and they be attracted to a nigga too because he get all the bitches. Idris Elba.
I love you.
Right.
I love you, Idris.
Right. Because your wife wears because
I said no
because
no.
In you know that? In women's watch. Standards, Idris Elba's a looker, right?
He's very handsome.
All right. So Idris Elba, get your pussy. You don't even know him. He just had corona and everything. Give you corona and everything. You die tomorrow. You don't even fucking know just because. And he's a looker, right?
Ever to get corona and die the next day.
Oh, what if Idris Elba, what if a nigga like Idris Elba wasn't shit though?
The reason why women date men that aren't shit is because women date what we see your potential. And the truth is, it's men that weren't shit that met a woman that rib, and that was that backbone, you know? And he became
see,
something.
See,
that's
basing,
a fact.
I ain't basing my relationship off a bitch that got potential.
I agree, you shouldn't.
Oh, you got potential
but
not to be
do.
A whore.
But we're
you,
nurturers. We're
you,
mothers.
You got potential not to be a whore. I'ma wait it out. No. The fuck out of here. Maybe if a bitch got potential, but business-wise, no. But, oh, I know he ain't shit, but he got the potential. He got potential to be a good man one day. You know
that's
what I call
what
y'all?
That's what they
super
say.
Goofy ass bitches. That's what I call God. Y'all.
Everybody.
So you don't want what you don't want what you need. You want what you want. Right. It's a difference. This nigga that walked up on you in the supermarket with them wrinkle-free cotton Dockers on, he could have treated you like a queen. Would have never had to worry about going through his Instagram, looking on his phone, none of that. But he had wrinkle-free cotton Dockers on.
I will say this. You're right about one thing.
No, you wanted a nigga.
The look is the hook.
You wanted the nigga with the Louis belt on with his jeans slightly sagging just a little bit so you could see his drawers.
Ew.
He got the rollie on. He got the big ass, stupid ass sneaks.
Like the watch. The sneaks don't matter. Either way, I will agree with this one point, this one little tiny fucking point. I will agree on this. Women will date because of what other women do. So it could be a man, a bitch never pay him a peace of mind. He gets with a certain woman like me, she'll assume, oh, he must be doing this for her. He must be doing that for her. Anything that's positive attached with me, he'll assume I got it from him. And then she'll attack him. A bitch could raise your stocks. You date the right bitch, all the bitches be trying to fuck you. It's true.
No. A nigga could raise a bitch stocks.
Duh.
Fuck you, Tubby. You see what fucking Kanye did to Amber Rose?
Oh, no, you didn't say that.
No, he did. He raised her stocks.
He paid her $1 million to never talk about what went on in that relationship.
It don't even matter, but let me just say something. Okay.
Legendary
hold on.
Shit.
Prime example.
Amber.
Prime example. The little shorty from Camden that fucked with 50 Cent.
Okay.
He raised the stocks. You fuck with 50. This nigga doing real shit out here.
She was gorgeous and she had a business.
I'm not saying.
He's pissed.
If you gorgeous and you got a business.
I like that.
If you gorgeous and you got a business and your business make, let's just say $200,000 a year.
That's pretty good.
But then you start fucking with a nigga who make that
in a minute.
In 3 days.
Minute.
Wow, 50.
He might make $250,000 in a phone call. Your stock is raised. That's all I'm saying. I'm not taking nothing away from any nigga that mess with a girl and his stock get raised. Any girl that mess with a guy and her stock get raised. I'm just saying the stocks was raised.
All right. I'll give you that.
Like, you fucking with us, your stocks is raised.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm just saying.
No, he
you
didn't.
Think so? You don't think our stocks
are
raised?
I came with my cousins. Where y'all at? I love y'all.
I beat your cousin the fuck up.
My cousins. Those are my supporters. Oh, I don't say fans.
I thought you were talking about your cousin over
I call
there.
Them cousins because I would still fight them. Like, even though they're fans, I love them, I would still punch on them if I had to.
I don't like the word fans.
You know what I mean? I don't like fans either. It's like when you family's like, right? Like, I feel like we've got that family vibe. I might get closer, but I would punch on you with the quickness.
You punch on who?
I put blood in your mouth fast. Boop, boop. Oh, I can't wait to our first
that
fight.
That must be some real live vicious Delaware shit. She talking about she'll put fucking hands on me.
Cherry water ice.
Fucking she talking about love.
I'm talking about Thanksgiving punching on you.
You punch on me, Tootie will whoop your ass.
Oh, I got to take Tootie. I rumble Tootie.
Oh, okay.
I like Tootie, though. Tootie
hey,
likes
hey, let me.
Me
ask you a question. Let's get into Stories from the Cell.
Stories from the Cell is brought to you by Gilly. A.K.A. the block runner, A.K.A. the cell cleaner, Gilly. But as I was saying, is this? It's this thing going on in the streets. It's two sides of the, two sides, and it was a show that came on when I was in prison. It only happened inside of the prison, and it's called When the Bitch Come Out. There's a whole different show that nobody see on this side. Like a lot of you people in the real world, y'all never see this movie or this TV show. It's a show that play in all of the prison systems across America that I can speak of, because many people I know in different prisons, they also saw this show. When the Bitch Come Out is when, after you finish shooting the block up, after you finish being a real nigga, after you got all the tattoos, after you terrorize your fucking neighborhood, after all the tough shit, that all the Instagram posts, all the slides, all the, you know, the ops, you know, smoking, all that shit, when you roll down on the ops, all that shit, when all that shit over, that's when the TV show called When the Bitch Come Out. Now, it starts in the courtroom.
Mm.
You know, you shot the block up. You did all this shit. You see what I'm saying? You had this big ass gun on you. It costs too much to be a criminal. Meaning, the money that it takes to be a criminal, you'll never get in your fucking life in the street game.
Mm.
Because you got to pay a lot of lawyers. You got to pay a lot of people off. You got to take care of a lot of shit. A lot of commissary. A lot of shit, right? That you can't afford. So that's why I tell dudes it costs too much to be a criminal. Now, the bitch come out when the judge tell you that you got 10 to 20 seven times.
Mm.
And it's ran consecutive. Mm. 10 to 20 for this, 10 to 20 for that, 10 to 20, consecutive, 10 to 20. And at the end of the joint, because majority of people, they don't have education, so they probably can't count and understand, and they don't understand the legal lingo. It's a whole different language. It's a whole different language in the legal world than it is in the regular world, even if you is, you know, we got it together. And your lawyer, say they getting their paperwork together, they just... after they sent you here. Yeah. You're going to be hearing from me. And now you realize, you like, what did they just give me? Like, what happened? She like, oh, no, you okay? No, they just, no, it's just procedural. I'll get it on the pill. Don't even worry about it.
And you sitting there
the whole time, they like this. They packing their briefcase up, and you like, and they ready to cuff. You like, yo, what's going on? Like, how much time I gave you? And then your mom back there crying, my baby ain't never hurt nobody.
Mm.
Oh, excuse me, mom. Stop fucking lying. You know your baby was up. You've been
he was a demon.
You've been found a gun in his fucking crib.
Ooh, he was a demon.
So shut up. You've been found a gun multiple times in his crib. You know what I mean? He's like, my baby. He's crying. Your baby mom crying.
And the baby mom crying.
A lot of times they crying out of joy because they're like, damn, this nigga out the way now. Now I can fuck over here Bob that been on my top for a minute. He going to take care of me and everything, and I ain't got to deal with this bullshit. I mean, oh, she's going to be ready to fuck your homie. That's another story.
Wow. But
the whole time, the lawyer like this, oh, you're going to be all right. Listen, I'm going to file the witness name. We got this many days. Don't worry about it. It's just, she always do that. Don't worry. You're like, no, but she said I had, like, how much time I got? I mean, you got 7 to 20. You got that consecutive. He still talking to me, but I don't know what I mean. So that mean I got to do 7 years? Like, what I'm telling? No, that mean you got 70 to 140 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. We gave you 7, 10 to 20s, ran consecutive, not concurrent. Concurrent, if they ran concurrent, it'd be 1, 10 to 20. But being as though that is ran consecutive, you have 70 years in Pennsylvania. This is Pennsylvania. You got to do 70 years before you can see parole, and you got to walk 70 years off on parole. If you make parole in 70 years, or if you live 70 years in prison. So you got a 70, but no, why did I get it? Because you shot in the store and it was 10 people in there and they giving you 10 charges aggravated, even though you ain't shoot anybody, but it was the fact that it was that many people in there. Just like if you go in the store and you rob a store and there's 15 people in there, that's like 15 different armed robbery charges, even though you ain't doing it, and they gonna run it consecutive. It depends on the jail judge. Some judges can run it together, but now that you got now that you got the 70 to 140 years, that's when the TV show come up. And this is how the theme song go. When the bitch come out, it come out when you least expect it. When the bitch come out, you got that sentence and you didn't expect it. When the bitch come out, you got that sentence, now you is crying.
Stop bitching.
When the bitch come out, you're done, you're not going home. So this, that's how the theme music played for the TV show when the bitch come out. Now you bitching. Now you bitching. You was tough, you was a demon, you was running around my bros, you had the big gun on you, you was shooting motherfuckers broad daylight. You see what I'm saying? You just
now
didn't
you're
give a
BRR
fuck.
BRR bitching at a rapid
I'm
rate.
I'm saying you just really didn't give a fuck. So now the music play. When the bitch come out. And so now you, you're bitching. God. And I've seen it in many courtrooms. I've seen, you know how many dudes I done set in a holding cage and they come back and the motherfucker be walking up the air, man, I picked 12, I got him, I'm going to beat him. See me, everybody know me in the system. I was the dude that, I'm taking an open play. I'm pleading guilty. Mercy of the court. Y'all done it. Y'all know I don't want to waste your fucking time. Come on, man. Give me my time. Let me get the fuck out of here. Cause I said I don't want to waste the taxpayer time. Cause all I done my shit. Mm-hmm. All my shit. I know I done my shit. So I'm like, let me just get this shit over with so I can get back to the streets.
But let me ask you a question. Did you ever have a time when the bitch come out?
Yeah, it was plenty of times that I've been back. You know, because I took open pleas a lot sometimes. And an open plea is where you just say I'm guilty, mercy of the court, and you hoping that the judge sentence
show you mercy.
They sentence you. Give you mercy, but you don't know. It ain't no guarantee what you're getting. Your lawyer gonna be telling you public, especially if you got a public pretend. I mean, public defender.
Or
they
a
tell
public
you,
pretender.
Whatever
the fuck
they telling
are.
You. They telling you whatever it may be. But I'm gonna say this: one thing that's different between having a private lawyer and a public defender. A lot of public defenders, I seen them beat a lot of cases. And when I was in jail, I seen them overturn a lot of. Shout out to the Philadelphia Public Defenders Association. I seen them overturn a lot of life sentences. And Steve. Mm-hmm. They overturned my brother, said he didn't have a life sentence, but they overturned his system. Because in the public defenders, it's different from you having a regular lawyer. The right. public defender got hundreds. They're one of the biggest law firms in the country. It's actually a law firm of, it just worked for the public. Mm-hmm. But they're right. big. But so when
the bitch come out.
One time that the music played on me and I was a part of, I seen that show. I was behind, I was waiting in the holding cell and I was ready to get sentenced. And it was a moment where, you know, you just be sitting back and the bitch come out. And you just saying to yourself, like,
did you hear the music? What the music say?
It was
when
sad.
The bitch come out.
I think it should be sadder.
And like, no, it was deep. And I was just bitching, like, oh man, I can't believe this, man. You know, you know, that's the moment where you be praying to all the gods. You be talking to the gods. I tell you, you give me another chance, I'm gonna get my life together. I'm never gonna do it again. You know what? I know what you told me, man. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to surrender my life. Listen, you be in the back. I'm ready. But you talking cool. Because, you know, when you're street, you talk cool to God. Mm-hmm. Listen, God, I'm ready to surrender my life to you, man. I'm just tired of this. I'm done with this shit. I'm done with this, man. That's the shit that people say on the phone, too. That baby mom, no, I'm done. I ain't fucking with niggas no more. Mm-hmm. It's about us. Uh-huh. Me and you against the world. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be in the jail call. Yeah,
when the bitch come out.
And the whole time. Because, you know, you didn't hear about what's name. You don't want to, you know, you telling, just hold it down, man. I'm going to be home in a minute. You see what I'm saying? That's the part, too, when the bitch come out. When you know, damn.
Let me ask you a question. How many niggas go to jail and lie about how much time they got to a bitch? Nah, I'll be home at 3 to 6. I'll be home at 3 to 6.
I'm a jail boy, so I'm not going
to
co-sign it. I'm not going to comment on that.
You got
to
ask me that.
You're a fucking liar, bitch. You lied. You lied like a motherfucker. You lied to old head your whole bit. I got 2 more years left. I did this. You do 2 years.
You know how much time I had to you.
Well, then, what the fuck I lied? I ain't lied to
you. No,
why do y'all always want
to
pop up?
You don't lie to me. You lied to the bitches.
What is that for? Is you trying to catch us? I feel like every nigga I've ever had lied about the release date. Yeah,
no, you know what it is?
Surprise.
It'd be like, no, it don't really be a surprise.
Like my side niggas.
It'd be like a motherfucker just need a good 6 to 12 months out of you. If I could get that, that'd lead me to the next piece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like she not going to hold it down. She going to run. Ain't nobody listen.
We hate that.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you young boys something. Young boys, listen to me right now. When the bitch come out. No, I'm going to give you some game. In the 90s, in the 80s, your moms, your grandmas, some of your aunts.
They was warriors.
They was warriors on the prison tip. These women right now, these young girls, they're trying to go down Miami. They're trying to get lit. They're trying to be smoking hookah. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to be popping something. They're trying to be putting this drip on. They're not running up no fucking jails.
No.
They're not doing that. They're not. They're trying to listen. They're trying to get with the wave, man. They trying to be, listen, man. catch a vibe. They ain't got time to be running up no fucking jails. So when you, if you go into jail, if you want some dumb shit, street shit, forget about your baby mom with the fat ass, bro.
And remember one thing.
Forget about her, man.
When the bitch come out, the bitch come out, it's coming.
As soon as that gavel hit that thingy thing, that
when bitch the bitch come out.
No, in the county, they getting in. They getting it in the fucking county.
I'm saying as soon as the judge go, do you the know, bitch is done with you.
Or some real shit. Do you know how many, do you know how many dudes be in the parking lot and county jails all around the country taking your broad to come see you in jail? And they be waiting for the visit to come over. And even give them a little money so they get some snacks out of the jail. They be waiting. You know how many dudes be doing that? Oh yeah, you want to go see? I gotta go see my baby 5. All right, come
so
on.
A nigga
I'm
get,
just taking
so,
my daughter up there.
So a nigga bring your bitch up to see you up the up CFCF. Give her some money to get some snacks so he can go get her snacks.
Yeah, afterwards. Right. After you be all in the kids. I'm getting my family back. You taking your picture. Yo, to go see your bros. You go back to the block. Yeah, my bitch just came up, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a daughter, man. We holding it down. Yeah, mine, she's a rider. No, she's in your little 40s, little 50s. You know what I mean? Boy, be looking out. Because summertime, on some real shit, a lot of dudes is in jail. Shout out to the boys that's holding it down. That boy that noticed in jail, he sent us to your baby father. Go ahead, man. Looking out for dudes, daughter buying your daughter, your son sneaks and shit. I know you don't want it to happen, but that's real, bro. It's real. So before you think about going to jail, Wallow 267, I gave you the real spill. And you know
how many niggas you seen get into a physical altercation in jail just because they bitch sucked the dick and they found out?
A lot of dudes, because now your whole mindset different. You looking for you beef wrestling.
His bitch sucked the dick, he stabbed you in the back.
Now you beef wrestling. You looking for some beef. You hustling beef. What? Yeah, what? What'd you say? What?
All because his bitch sucked the dick.
Why are you looking at the window like that, huh? Yeah. Don't look out that window. That's my window. Oh, bro, we on the block, man. Niggas just want a beef wrestle, man.
Niggas just hustling beef all because his bitch hustling beef.
And I want to say one thing. We're going to talk about friendship before I leave here. Before we leave. Young boys, if you out there and you activated in the streets,
mm-hmm.
and you from a certain neighborhood, and you know certain of your homies that you fuck with is not activated out here,
mm-hmm.
when I'm talking about activate, I'm talking about putting that fucking work in. You move around with a pistol. You a street nigga. You already said, I'm dying the street nigga. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Wallow trying to talk. Wallow, yeah, I fuck with your old head. Yeah, I fuck with you more when you make me laugh, but I ain't fucking with you when you're telling me to stop and don't go to jail. I ain't fucking with you on that shit. Cool. This ain't for you. But I got to talk to you
mm-hmm.
because I want you to look out for the niggas that you say you love. Mm-hmm. And the niggas that you say you love is your homeboys. All your homeboys, the one that work at UPS, the one that be chilling. It's just that y'all group.
The one that's in college, a football player.
In college. It's just that y'all be catching vibes again, whatever. At the end of the day, I want to say this something to you. Could you give them some space? Because you know you're running around here, you sliding, you moving out. You know what I'm saying? You getting at the ops and all that.
You sliding and gliding.
Could you make sure he ain't on the set with y'all, man? Because I'm going to tell you, that's real. Because you got to know how to separate yourself. And sometimes you got to tell, yo, bro, go down to you. Bro, going to school. He trying to go to college. He doing shit. Yo, bro, stay. Nah, bro, this ain't for you. Right. Like, you got to be straight up.
But on the other end of that, I feel homes. Like if I am the guy that's in college and I am the dude that work in UPS, and even though I grew up with these dudes, how much of a necessity are they to my everyday life?
But
like,
some
if
people
my lifestyle, if my lifestyle is I'm a dad, I work, right? Why am I hanging with a shooter? It'll, even if I love this man,
that's how they be.
I feel
because
like
I grew up with him. That's my man.
Yeah, you could die hanging with a shooter. And to you women, if you don't want to die, you don't want to catch a case, don't date a drug dealer. It no matter how much he claims he tries to separate you from that, at the end of the day, if somebody's on his ass, they on your ass. You'll die right in that passenger seat with that lip gloss on about some shit he going through. And it take a certain
what
type
kind
of
lip gloss?
Fenty.
Okay.
It takes a certain type of man to really try to separate you from that. I used to date street guys. I date street guys that they never told me any of their business.
Brooklyn is a street nigga.
No, he's not. He works. I don't date street niggas no more. That's old.
You don't even date him no more.
Let's not talk about that. The point I'm trying to make to you young
bragging
bitches.
Bragging about a nigga piece 2 weeks ago. Now you done.
The dick is still amazing. Shout out to Flatbush and all the dicks in Flatbush. What I'm saying.
Damn, that's a lot of pieces.
What happened?
She just gave a shout out to a lot of
dicks. All the
boys.
Dicks.
Can I please tell the young bitches something?
How you shout out 4,000? How you shout out 1.45 million dicks?
Because I just feel like that's the land of where the good dick came from. Like damn. Jerusalem. Anyway, what I'm
fuck
saying
you
is.
That good, you think all the good dicks is in his
throw Philly niggas.
Now, if
the
I
bus.
Would say shout out to North Philly, they'd be all for it. Shout out to all of North Philly and the dicks in North Philly, you yeah, motherfuckers. Okay, what I'm saying to you
dirty,
is that.
Dirty dicks
if
in North
Philly. You are a girl.
How would you know?
If you are a woman.
Philly, fuck you spicy, man. They get some. Fuck is you talk about?
If you a woman and you got your shit going on. You done went to school. You done worked. You got this family. Do not date the street nigga for fun. You'll die like that. You'll get indicted like that. The feds indict you for spending drug dealer money. You go to jail for living that nice life with that drug dealer. It's not worth what you've already earned.
There's a girl right here that's looking right now. Hey, girl, you just listen. You like, Mona, ain't nobody trying to hear this shit. I'm trying to get lit. I'm trying to go down to Miami. I'm trying to get some Balenciagas.
That's cool.
I'm trying to be a vibe. I'm trying to smoke hookah.
When them feds come, don't tell on him. Because he bought you shit. Don't tell on him.
They ain't trying to hear that. They trying to go to the Airbnb down Miami or down Atlanta.
So what happened when the feds come?
They don't give a fuck about it. They just trying to take pictures for the gram and catch a vibe. They don't give a fuck about none of that.
I'm not going down for no loving nigga. When I was in the jail, I was in the feds with a lot of women that never sold a drug. They didn't know how to do shit. All they were was the girlfriend. And they went the fuck to jail for that. That's illegal, bitches. It's not worth it. You a fucking CNA. Wipe that ass for that $15 because you don't got to look over your shoulder. Okay?
So what type of dude should they date?
I think you should date a person that's on the same vibe as you. So if you striving for this so positive lifestyle. So date somebody else's wiping ass? No. Oh. If you are living a positive lifestyle and you don't feel like it's worth it and you don't risk your freedom selling drugs, then don't date a nigga drugs.
Hold up. The clear joint, that's look like some glass. Yes. What's up with them glass nails?
I got glass tips. Shout out to Ling Ling.
The fuck is that?
I go to Juice 302. She was unavailable, so I got some glass tips just in case I had to scratch his eyes out.
What you mean, glass tips? You got them out of the.
You heard it,
Walmart?
Glass tips. Well, I was always amazed at my stuff. New wig next episode. Get ready. And y'all stop talking so stupid in my DM. He could call me Black Gamal Queen. That's it.
She's the queen of the mild. I'm big homie, that's big hoagie.
Let me ask you a question, though, before we leave, because y'all know this. And, you know, a lot of people be, you know, I just want to know. If you have a baby by somebody, can you smash anytime you want?
I think that a lot of people think that, but no, you can't, nigga.
Do it be happening? Like,
I mean, I think some men feel like they can fuck their baby moms forever.
I think probably 60% of men feel like they can fuck their baby mom forever.
Do you think you feel like you can fuck your baby mom?
I haven't fucked my baby mom since fucking... No.
No, I think a lot of people think that, and I really get confused by a lot of you bitches that fuck your baby dads, and then you get back on the internet complaining about how you don't take care of the kids, like... Why are you fucking him? He don't even take care of your children. That's dumb. I feel like a lot of you bitches just want matching sets. You want all of them to be the Johnsons. Fuck that. Johnson, Smith, fucking Simpson, whatever. Keep trying till you get it right.
Mm. Damn. How many baby fathers you got?
Two. Mm. Got me a two-piece. Mm. And I want more children, so I might have three or what's four. You never know where this shit will take me.
What's their names?
Deadbeat one and deadbeat two. I said it.
Damn.
No. Did you say that? You slammed
their real
names.
Let me say this. Let me say this.
Names if they really deadbeat.
I thought about it. I'm bitching up a little bit. But I say this. I will say this. I feel like some of you niggas, as soon as you stop fucking her, you don't want to take care of the kids no more. You let your emotions about your relationship take
over. So did your baby
fathers
do that?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I think
so
I'm in that
group.
They
couldn't get no pussy, they don't take care of the kids.
Just because we don't have that relationship, it's like, fuck
so y'all. They don't take care of your kids.
I don't feel as though.
Do y'all, it seem like a lot of people, they won't, if they're not in a relationship with their baby mom no more, they won't take care of the kids they have with their baby mom, but they go somewhere and take care of somebody
else.
Yes,
they
kids.
Will. They play stepfather. And it's sick. It's disgusting. It's like, at the end of the day, you should know your kid's favorite snack. You should know what makes your kid itchy. And you don't. You niggas don't even know your child's favorite fucking
talk
show.
To him, Mom.
But you
talk
have
to
a
him.
Bunch of pictures.
This ain't giving out no game. This is her talking to her baby father. She
no,
talking
this is me.
To them niggas.
Well,
go
no,
ahead.
First of all, to my baby fathers, I would say fuck you one and then fuck you two. Mm. And watch this glow up, bitch, because we on our way, me and them kids. But
you
to everybody
grab your
else,
dick though? Like I saw you talk about. Like,
sometimes
like
I feel like I got one.
Yeah, like yeah. Street
sometimes
bets.
I feel like I got one. But seriously, some seriousness. You niggas doing them photo ops with these kids taking pictures and shit. That's like, come on, nobody believes you, bro. If I called you right now and say, "What's your child's favorite fruit snack?" You don't fucking know, which makes you a piece of shit, Bruce.
That's his name.
No.
What's the other one name?
Chuck. I'll give you that one. Fuck
damn,
you the
got
most.
Two niggas. You fuck old niggas, Bruce and Chuck. The fuck?
I had those old as shit.
Fucking old ass niggas, Brucey and Chuck.
Them kids will be in private school.
I hope you ain't named none of them kids.
Living a lavish life because of mommy.
Listen, I
know
you ain't
sure.
Named none of them kids after them old Bruce ass niggas.
No,
Bruce
my
and
babies
Chuck.
Are Charlie and Smush.
That's
Rashad.
Chuck. That's Chuck is the same doing as Chuck.
Charlie.
Yeah. I got a daughter named Amina. Her attribute is Amina. It's Amina and Rashad, but we call Rashad Smush and we call Mina Charlie.
Well, shout out to Amina and Charlie.
Yes. Smush. Uncle Gilly loves you guys. Smush Charlie. I got to give you their sizes, Smushy. Uncle Gilly. This is the uncle that buy the sneaks.
Yeah, shout out to Smush and Charlie. Yeah. A lot better than fucking Bruce and Chuck.
Shout out to all the single moms. Quarantine was rough. We almost making it through school. We'll be back in September. Them sticky, stanky, loud motherfuckers will be back out your house.
Hey, listen, we want to thank y'all for tuning in each and every week. Yeah. Making us the number one music podcast in the country. Listen,
number one.
Go to BarstoolSports.com. Get your merch. Listen, I think this is something we're going to do.
And check out the new shirt. We got a new shirt called, we got the regular $1 million River Game shirt, but we got a new shirt called Fuck Your Thoughts and Me.
Ooh.
Hey, this is what I think I want to do. I think I want to, when you buy your merch, please send a video and DM it to $1 million Worth of Game page of you buying your merch, of you in your merch, whatever you want to do. You could dance, you could just take a picture, send it to us. I'm going to show some love on the podcast. I'm going to pull up a bunch of people that's purchased the merch cool. And show some love to them on the podcast. We're going to do a merch segment.
Wow.
Let's get into this merch segment right here. Everybody that bought the merch, and we're going to show everybody where they at in all the different cities where y'all at.
See your city.
Yeah, so.
That's what's up.
Appreciate y'all for tuning in each and every week. I just made that
thanks,
up on the
guys.
Fly, but fuck it, that's something we doing. We showing love to the people
makes
that
shit
show
up
love
on the fly. Isn't he talented?
I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
I'm Don't Call Me White Girl, God damn it.
AKA Big Hoagie. And it's just like that.
Right!